Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But, you know, we're going to have to endure this week because this sucks. And even if they beat the Giants, it's not like people are going to go, oh, they're back on track because it's the Giants.
Right.
But that the huge public sentiment pivot game is Green Bay.
Yeah. A week from Thursday.
Yep. But as it stands right now, it's going to be a long week because we have to sit on this one until Sunday.
Yes. Long week for fans to wait and see. And I'm pretty sure those players want to get back out on the field and right the wrong. But at the same time, they are banged up.
Yep.
And that offensive line needs time to heal up to get ready for short week after the game against the Giants. That's why I think it's very important to get guys healthier. If Miles Frazier can contribute in any way to be part of this roster moving forward for the rest of the season, hopefully that helps a little bit. You know, it's even guys that are backups that were banged up. I think Dan Skipper's been banged up too. But these guys just got to get healthy. And it would certainly help if you can get the running game going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that takes some pressure off as well. You know, being an active blocker as opposed to being a pass blocker is different. You know, run blocking is different than pass blocking, obviously, but it's, you know, you're moving forward as opposed to taking a step back and reacting. So I think they prefer.
Carson Anderson. Oh, it's one of, and obviously it's Jared Goff talking about fourth down aggressiveness. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, do we accept that this is Dan Campbell and understand that it's going to come with a game like that where the fourth down aggression is going to come back and bite them and you just hope it's not in a do or die type of situation? They have instilled a culture that the team believes in it, and it affects play calling. It does affect play calling when you know you're going to go for it on fourth down. When you have third and six, third and seven, and you hand it off because you're trying to make it fourth and short. You're not trying to, on third and seven, Dan Campbell's not necessarily trying to get seven or more yards. Dan Campbell is oftentimes thinking the play call should be reflective when whether he was calling the play or Ben Johnson was calling the plays. It didn't matter. John Morton was calling the plays. It was, they could call plays knowing that they had two downs to get the 7 yards. And that strategy had been a mostly winning formula. There was a reason why going into the games this weekend, and I don't know what the updated numbers are. I don't know if they let it by a game, but the Lions have won more games since the last three calendar years, going back to the middle of the 2022 season, would have been 22, 23, 24. Yeah, going back to the middle of the 2022 season, why they have more wins than any team in the NFL. They had the talent. They had a strategy. But you know what? If you're a critic and you don't like them, the ultimate trump card you have is, yeah, but they haven't won a Super Bowl. And there's truth in that. The question is, can they? And I still think they can, but we've gotten those calls today saying they're out. People are out. And that's too bad. I'm sorry you feel that way. think it's going to be a bit of a bummer for you. Because I don't know why. If I thought they had no shot, I'm not sure I would watch. I guess I would, but if as a fan, like if a job we'd watch. But.
Right. Well, I think it's foolish to make that kind of proclamation for a team that actually wins.
Yeah, and they've won a lot of big games. This year, it's along the line. I mean, the biggest win they've got is they pounded the first place Chicago Bears.
Yeah, this is, I don't understand that mentality. It's not like this is a middling team. You know, it's a team that went to the NFC Championship game, had a 17-point lead at halftime.
Yeah.
They won 15 games the following season. We know about the injuries and everything that happened last year. And now this year, they're dealing with injuries again. But well, hopefully they get to the postseason. And if they're healthy in the postseason, I still love their chances.
Well, people could argue that the fourth down call in the NFC Championship game, that one of those cost them.
I mean,
going for instead of kicking a field goal.
Or attempting a field goal, because kicking a field goal and attempting a field goal are two different things. That would have been a well beyond, was it 45 or 47, something like that.
Yeah.
But they called the right play. It was there, and there was a drop pass that you don't expect the pass to be dropped. So, right call.
There's
wrong execution.
Yeah, I mean,
but we don't have to litigate what happened in the handful of plays back in the NFC Championship game, and just pointing out that they actually did get there, their first foray into the postseason with this regime, this group, and they got to the NFC Championship game. To think that they're not going to get back, okay, if that's your thought, then have fun with that. But I like how they built this roster. I like how they've changed the culture here. And I like their chances of getting to the postseason and doing damage, because I think this is a team that does damage. They can beat anybody on any given Sunday or Saturday or Thursday or Monday. They can do it any week.
I'm looking down some of these texts. My champ, JB Bickerstaff, for coaching his pants off. Yep.
Does he coach without pants?
No, he doesn't. My chump, Amon-Ra St. Brown. He couldn't catch a ball if he were paid to do it. Oh, wait.
Okay. Is that an overreaction?
That's an overreaction.
Is he having the same season he's had?
No.
Is there something off?
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Champ is a Pistons. Chump of every week of the NFL season is Frank Ragnow for quitting on his teammates and not informing him soon enough for Holmes to either keep Zeitler or find a free agent lineman.
You know what's interesting?
Is that the timing of the Ragnow retirement is problematic. It was later in the game, and Barry gets killed for when he retired right before training camp.
Yeah,
Ragnow doesn't, and if this has been an observation that somebody, if you've made it out there somewhere, got it, cool. But we haven't had a lot of that, and I don't know. Like, did something change in that time? Did he get a diagnosis in that time? Did he just personally? Because. Wasn't there something about he was? You had to get ready to ramp up for training camp, and he was just like, "I don't have this anymore." and that he
with
didn't.
Barry?
No, with Ragnow. Wasn't there some reporting along that lines that Frank Ragnow was like, "I it's time for me to get ready, and I just can't anymore." And so maybe he didn't know until the eve of training camp. I seem to recall something along those lines.
Well, Ragnow retired right at the
in
the,
June.
Right after the draft.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I thought the reason, because this guy's giving him a chump because of the timing, it was too late for them to do anything about it. And I thought one of the stories was it was time to get ready for training camp, and I just couldn't do
getting
it anymore.
Getting ready for a mini camp or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was. And it was like, I don't have it in me anymore. He didn't know until that moment that he wasn't going to be able to
chump Frank Ragnow.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough deal.
Guy was one of the toughest players in the NFL. Left everything he had out on the field. And
yeah, here you go. Here's what he posted. These past couple months have been very trying as I've come to the realization my football journey is ending and I'm officially retiring from the NFL. I've tried to convince myself that I'm feeling good, but I'm not. And it's time to prioritize my health and my family's future. So he gets to the offseason, and this is sort of
understood. Does he have a date
on that? It was posted on June 2nd. So here he gets to the offseason, season ends. He starts to think, okay, I'm going to feel better. And they're getting ready to go back, and he doesn't feel any better. Is that really chump-worthy?
I don't think it's chump-worthy. And when you've got all of June, all of July, all of August to sign somebody or work a trade, whatever, and you didn't.
Yeah, here's more from his post. I've given this team everything I have and thought I had more to give, but the reality is I simply don't. I have to listen to my body. It's been one of the hardest decisions of my life. Like, is that fair? Like, I don't think this is
no,
really
I think it's horribly unfair.
Off. Yeah.
I think it's horribly unfair. To a guy who is nobody ever questioned his toughness.
Yep.
Ever.
Like until he retired.
Right, until he retires. But he played through everything during the season. He tried to play through everything. There were some games he had to miss because it was too much. But the guy was playing through injuries.
Yeah. And he didn't.
The last several years of his career.
He didn't respond in the offseason the way he hoped. And it sucks that it didn't really fit a better timeline for the Lions, but you know, you recharge the batteries in the offseason. I guess his batteries weren't being recharged. 248-539-9797. Champ, the Pistons playing good and looking good. Chump, Michigan State. We are, well, I'm not going to read what you say they are, but they've, yeah, I don't like that verbiage, but yeah.
Uncensored.
Hunter on a cell. Chump, Jared Goff for wearing the glove on the throwing hand clearly affected his throws. Champ, Josh Allen, 3 rushing TDs, 3 passing TDs in one game. So the glove thing, he said he wore it in warmups and it was fine. But
don't you think he would have took it off if it was affecting him?
It wasn't a game-long commitment.
Clearly it affected him. Did it? I mean, the only way you could say clearly is that I would give an inch of concession to is, well, in normal conditions, you don't wear a glove. Mm-hmm. So why, you know, if the glove didn't matter, then you could wear
Hurts,
it.
Didn't Hurts have a glove on too?
I believe so, yeah. Two of them.
I mean, they both had the worst pass percentage, completion percentage of their season last night. Was it because they were wearing gloves, or was it because it was a terrible night to have to try and throw the football?
I think the line would have protected better if he wasn't wearing gloves.
248-539-9797 for ticket texts. Our phones are down here on 97.1. Champ, the Pistons. Chump, Campbell. Horrible decisions last night. Champ, the defense. Chump, MCDC looked way overwhelmed. Champ, the Pistons win Friday night in an NBA Cup once again with bench players first place in the Eastern Conference. Chump, Campbell, and the Lions Sunday night. Time to realize the Lions have reached their ceiling. Third place in the North. No playoffs this year. Certainly no Super Bowl. 10-7, 9-8 at best this season. So is it 10-7 or 9-8? Somebody else. This guy, I guess, is just giving up on this season.
Oh, do so at your own peril.
Yeah. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.